The only issue with that would be the ultimate scorekeeper at this point would be Bill Curtis, who is certifiably insane.
That's perfect.
I know, it would be amazing. Bill Curtis is a man who is a broadcasting legend. He is the owner of an organic grass-fed cattle farm in Kansas, where he hails from originally, Tallgrass. He is a person who is commonly sought out by hip-hop artists to record intros to their albums. He also did the intro to the Dandy Warhol's record that I love, Colder Than the Coldest something or other. This is a man who has so many awards and talents and has, oh, and not to mention those like American Greed shows you see, he produces all of those. Like, he has got it going on. And what he gets up out of bed on Thursday morning to do, and really I think the sort of point of his entire week, is to go to the Chase Bank Auditorium to read a Lumber Liquidators underwriting ad and to say, hardwood. And the whole crowd dies laughing because it sounds like he's talking about a boner. That is the highlight of Bill Curtis's week, is saying hardwood. Or he used to say, love, it's what makes a Subaru, and it's one bitchin' ride. Those were the two high points of his week, which is amazing considering all of his other accomplishments and awards.
So I assume that they then cut out the bitchin' rides.
They
part.
Take the cut out bitchin' ride, and I think someone gave him a talking to about saying hardwood, about drawing hardwood out too long.
Yeah, because it's in the copy, right? It's just the implication.
It's always the implication. He also asked me the last time that I saw him how the baby was, and I said, "Are you talking about my wife?" And he said, "Yeah." Ooh. Not a joke. Bill Curtis, obsessed with my wife. And I think a joking way, ever since the three of us and some others went out to a place called the Tonga Room in San Francisco. Anyway.
Oh, when you always went hot tubbing together, right?
Yeah,
of course. That's my wife.
If you haven't hot tubbed with Bill Curtis, you have not lived. Anyway, Bill Curtis is genuinely one of the more quirky dudes I've ever met. And I say that as a high compliment. I mean, he is one of a kind. The idea of him making up the scores, it would actually be hilarious. It would be exactly what you're saying. Like, there would be no rhyme or reason to it at all, and it would probably be really entertaining.